You ready? Here we go. Z7 Nick.
Big day for Friends fans yesterday at 5:02 p.m. Eastern Australian Standard Time on Binge. The Friends reunion dropped. All the cast were back together, and one of our favourite cast members who's joining us from New York City is Janice herself, Maggie Wheeler. Maggie, welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody. I'm so happy to be with you. I'm actually in Los Angeles, although I was born in New York.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I feel bad because we're zooming into your apartment there. You're in Los Angeles. You have a very New York-style room happening. That looks like New York.
Yeah. Well, I am a native New Yorker, so it travels with me wherever I go.
And can we talk about
that? If I lean to the right or the left, you'd see my backyard and you'd know I'm not in New York City.
Now, Janice, I called you Janice. Maggie, you are such one of the most memorable characters from Friends, and that's why your role kept recurring, I'm imagining. No one wanted to let you go. And I knew you first from Seinfeld, the episode where you were Elaine's friend and she was trying to set you up with George. And you stood out in that. You have a personality, a character that does stand out, and you've even acknowledged your voice is quite unique. At what stage, when you became an actor, did you realize, that my voice is getting a lot of feedback?
Well, you know, I started actually in radio when I was pretty young. That's where I started my acting career. My neighbors are using a blender. I apologize if you can hear that too.
That's Los Angeles. Yeah.
So I started as a voice actor, and I've always loved playing around with my voice, and I've always loved, you know, just kind of diving into a character voice first in a way. So Janice was just another great opportunity to do that.
How was last night? I watched it over here in Australia, and when you got to the couch, everyone was so chuffed to see you, and you reunited with Chandler, and they showed some old footage. God, it was funny. But what was that like seeing everyone again?
You know what? It was incredible. I mean, from the moment I arrived at Warner Brothers and just the kind of, you know, the memory lane of it all, you know, just seeing everything, seeing my old dressing room, visiting the stage, and then going out there, and I was sort of hidden behind a bunch of trees and, you know, off to the side of the stage. And when I walked out and they all just jumped up to give me that much love, it was such a sweet moment, I have to say. I mean, really made my year.
Do you still catch up with any of the, are you still friends with any of the cast from Friends?
Well, I'm friendly with everybody and I run into some of them from time to time, but we're not having lunch. No one's having lunch with anyone these days. It was a great homecoming, I have to say.
I bet it was. And to have be such an iconic character, because everyone knows Janice from Friends, particularly if they were a Friends fan. Do you still get it? Like, this many years later, can you be like ordering a smoothie at a juice bar and it's Janice?
Yeah, it happens quite a bit. I mean, look, this show has reached so many people all over the world. I have people come up to me from India and from Japan and from everywhere just to say how much the show has meant to them. So I do, I get stopped quite a bit. And my family, it's a little joke amongst the members of my family, my daughters and my husband, that the airport is the place where I get stopped the most.
Watching last night, and you speak about cultures, it was shown in so many different languages and countries around the world. And the guys spoke about when it first hit, you know, you're on Vanity Fair and you're on front of all these different magazines for this TV show, you're winning all these awards, and no one really knew what it was like except for all you guys that were in the cast. When did you realize when you went out, they're going, oh my God, that's a girl from Friends? It must have been was it scary?
Well, you know, I didn't have the same experience that, you know, that the Fab
Five
Friends
six,
had
yep.
because they were every single night. You know, I mean, every night they were in your home or every week they were in your home. And Janice came, you know, when you least expected her, as this great rolling surprise that started as a one-off, a single episode, and ended up with 10 years of work. Wow. So, you know, the recognition factor was definitely there. But I think that level of fame and that level of scrutiny that they were under was not the same experience that I was having.
Now, last night they did speak about Rachel and Ross. And about their love affair. Now, did they really get it on? Did they get it on at all off screen?
You know, I think they were telling the truth, that they were, you know,
crushing
that they were crushing on each other, but that were each in relationships and that they were respectful of those boundaries. I remember that chapter. I remember talking to Jen about it and at the time, and it was a real thing. And you know, and they are both fantastic people, and you can understand why
they did
the attraction is there.
Maggie, is Janice's laugh just an amplification of your own, or is that no?
No, but you know, some people, when I naturally laugh, yeah. Some people say, oh, I hear it. But of course, it was a complete construction on my part. And years ago, somebody asked me about it, and I said it was like a combination of Flipper, the dolphin from the 70s. Yeah. Oh, no, that's, the, and when, and Woody Woodpecker, was a cartoon.
Yeah, of course.
And so I really just kind of created her laugh that, you know, but it's
best.
I hope it doesn't sound like me.
Very good.
Janice, in honor of you and your character, I keep calling you Janice, Maggie. It's terrible. But in honor,
I answer to both.
Maggie, in honor of Janice and her impact on Friends, we are going to play a song now that we have remixed to involve Janice. It's in fact Usher's OMG. This is created by our wonderful audio engineer, Dave Konski. Konski doesn't get much of a run on our show, but he's created good. This. So we want to thank you so much for coming on the show, Maggie. It's great to touch base with you and celebrate you and all the cast of Friends after all this time.
Thank you so much. I hope everybody loves the reunion special. It's so fantastic, and it's great to spend some time with you all.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's best picks on The Fox.
So I'm okay. I'm currently on Coventry Street in South Melbourne. I'm at the lights, about to turn into Clarendon Street with a little surprise for our good friend Nick Cody, who got off his P's.
A new BMX?
Hey, Nick. Well, a little bit more complicated than a BMX. Put it this way, what I've got for you, I couldn't figure out how to drive. So good luck.
Wow.
For you when I turn this corner.
Just to paint a picture, you are at the lights, you're about to turn now.
There's a cyclist. Is that fee on the bike?
It is $350,000 worth.
What?
It is a beast.
Ten
have
seconds.
A look at that.
Oh, what?
Wow.
You.
Woo.
Oh, boxing.
Woo.
You got to stop, mate.
She's in a Ferrari, guys.
Oh, you.
An absolute beauty.
Now we're talking.
Valued at $350,000.
I'm coming
because
back.
Because Nick, obviously been on his P's, is not allowed to drive a V8, and he's never driven a V8 because he's a B-plater.
Well, I was.
And now you're... Oh, geez, hang on, Boxy. Geez, oh, my God. Have we got insurance on this? Watch the curbs.
Wow.
I know she always hit... Oh, my God, that's the worst park I've ever seen. Just stop. Let's get Nick in it.
Hey,
hold on.
Oh,
am I allowed to drive... Can I actually drive this?
Yeah, get in there,
You're kidding.
Get in.
Well,
jump out, Boxy.
Here. I can't... Where's the park?
She doesn't
know. I don't know what to do.
Well, you guys figure that out. We should say it's all thanks to Sports Car Hanger, the top destination for luxury car hire in Melbourne. Make sure you head to sportscarhanger.com.au. Nick, are you ready to drive?
Well, no, because it looks pretty futuristic in there. Yeah, I'll come and get in. This isn't going to just roll off down Clarendon, is it? And I'll just ghost ride the whip.
We've got the yellow pages in there. We've put it right up, so a little booster seat.
I'm not going to lie, Nick. I don't know where the drive button is. That wasn't in gear when I went around the corner.
Oh, look how nervous. He's shaking.
Okay. Yeah, come
on. Mate, where's your... You can't find the seatbelt.
It's in neutral.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put it in gear.
I think he's nervous.
Hang on. I am very nervous.
Can we get off the road? Can I get off the road? Fev, I'm getting off the road.
Get off the road.
There we go.
Hey, we've got a learner.
Oh, no.
I feel left out.
So Nick, who was a P-plater on Saturday, is now sitting in a Ferrari on Clarendon Street Monday morning. Are we feeling comfortable, team?
Oh, my Lord. Go. Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm putting my
The rear view mirror is electric. Like, I can't just move it. So if you're behind me, good luck.
Okay. Now, Nick, good luck.
Marcel, move out of the front of this car, buddy.
I'm the mother of two children, Nick.
Yeah,
I know.
I got one on the way. Hold on.
How do we actually...
You may want to hold that mic.
Yes, I'll hold this. No, we honestly don't know how to drive the car.
Well, why don't we...
I think you press auto.
Press auto. Put the foot down, mate.
On? It's in neutral, guys. We can't get it into drive.
Put it to drive.
What about this button?
No. It's on the other...
One.
Go. Go.
Okay, here we go.
Go.
Man.
Two, three, go!
Is there a car behind?
Oh, my God. Did you even pass your driver's license?
No, but you're not pressing the accelerator. That's the brake.
He can't reach it. His legs are too short. There we go. Go! Go! Rise up! Oh, no.
I think that's just gear one.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's got to go. Okay.
We're doing a
laughing. Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Supermoon last night, and I'm gutted because I'm really, in fact, if anyone here is listening and knows my daughter, we can't tell her because she's only 8. And she ran in and said, Mummy, with this supermoon, I've got to put all my crystals out to charge them. And I've just found out today, no, under no circumstances do you put your crystals out for a supermoon because of the chaotic
bad
energy
vibes.
Is very bad juju.
You might have to knock your house down.
Well, I don't know what to do, but I can't have the crystals are still out. I can't, do I not bring them in the house? What do we do with these crystals? Because I don't want bad energy. I've asked, can anyone give me some tips about how to fix these crystals that have been exposed to bad juju? Danielle in Ringwood East. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Fifi, Fevin, Nick. How are you going?
Morning.
Hey.
Great, Danielle. Help me with these crystals. What can I do?
Fifi, calm down. It's not a stress. Don't ever put your crystals outside. Put them in a windowsill. Also, get a slab of selenite, which is a crystal which helps cleanse crystals.
Is that Vegemite's also... brother?
It sounds like a beer you get at Aldi. Get a slab of selenite.
And also burn white sage.
Burn white sage.
Where do you even get white sage?
You can buy it anywhere. It is very popular and it will cleanse your whole house.
Lenny's got all this, Boxy.
Really?
And I forgot to tell you, you put them on your windowsill. You don't take them outside.
Well,
it's not like a fairy garden.
How gorgeous is this when Trix came in? She said, Mummy, I need to put them outside. Then she ran back in and said, hang on, but are we sure the possums won't take them? I mean, that is just adorable, isn't it? I'm starting to wish the possums had taken them.
The possum would be like, look at this, I'm on crystal.
Scott, thank you for that, Danielle. Scott from Dixon's Creek. Scott, you're into crystals.
Yes, morning crew. You're fine, VV. Just like the previous caller said, some white sage, give them a bit of a smudge. And I always put my crystals outside, some in the dirt because they're from the dirt, that's earthing them. Check what crystals you've got. Some are good with water, but I usually put mine in a bowl of water too under the full moon. Bit of lunar water. It's always good to help cleanse them as well.
So
I don't have to throw them out?
No. And there's certain crystals like malachite you don't put in them in the water because they can leach sort of toxins and things out of them. But, yeah.
Great advice, Scotty. Do you know also when there's a full moon, Boxy, you can go out naked with your crystals to the full moon and it's supposed to give you any. Is that right, Scott?
Yeah, have a bit of a dance around the full moon.
Have a dance
the
around the full moon and nude. It's supposed to bring your energy and vibes and stuff. It's fair dinkum.
You know what it'd bring to my house? The cops.
Bang! Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Big day in the world of music, particularly Australian music, because we support our own.
Yeah.
And when they're as big as these two, these superstars, our great friends, the Veronicas, Jess and Lisa are back on the show. Girls, welcome.
Hi, guys. Thank you.
And such a big day because your brand new album, Godzilla, drops now. Bang, you can get it. What a great day.
I can't quite believe it. We feel like it's been 180 years, but it's only been 7.
And you know what? It's actually good timing because here in Melbourne, we've just got into our 7-day lockdown. And
oh, bless you all.
But people will be thinking, I need something to do today. There you go. That's an album. Get around the Veronica's new album, Godzilla.
Rock out to the new album. There's a good mix of stuff. It starts heavy metal and then it ends in this kind of like starlet, bougie 1950s vibe. So it's quite
I think that's a good progression for the lockdown. Yeah. Like just start like the raging, like, Godzilla,
hey,
and then by the end,
once you're halfway through the bottle of wine and it starts to chill out a bit, beautiful.
That is is a great mix. I love that heavy metal into bougie 1950s. I love that mix. Great.
Thank you. It's sort of the extremes of our personalities. One minute we're sort of feeling quite angsty, and then the next minute we just want to be in eyeliner and drinking wine in, like, you know, a spa somewhere. So.
Oh, geez, that's what I feel like doing right now. Hey, guys, Celebrity Apprentice, you guys are nailing it. Both of you girls are just dominating. I'm addicted. Now, you girls have been tweeting a little bit about Celebrity Apprentice, having a little crack. Now, girls, what's happened?
You know, we just felt like we were signed up for the show for the Brain Foundation in honor of our mom.
Yes.
As most people are aware now, you know, has a neurological condition that is incredibly difficult to navigate, and you know, we took time away from her to be on the show, and we were promised that there was going to be a lot of heart shown, and we just wanted people to know that essentially you know, we're all here for the drama. You know, we made an MTV show, Blood is for Life, that was, you know, 100% us doing the fighting and having so much fun, and you know, that's a part of our brand, but we went on this show to show the heart of who we are, and we just felt like unfortunately that hasn't been shown, and I'm sure they'll get to it. You know, they'll get to it. I'm sure they'll highlight it in amongst all the really dramatic episodes that are coming up. And, you know, it's just, we had a great time on that show. We had a great time with our team, and the reason we were there has been lost thus far. And we just want people to know that, you know, we're not happy about it.
Yeah. Well,
so good. Well done.
That's the power now, mate, that people can have. You can actually, you know, once upon a time you used to just get edited badly and you couldn't really defend yourselves. But you, can I say, you are coming across, because you are two beautiful souls and I've known you for a long, 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 long time. You are coming across so well. So even though I know we're not seeing all the great stuff that you did on the show, you are coming across really well.
And a way to my heart is dumplings, and you girls made dumplings so well on the weekend. You nailed them.
The special was a hit. It was so delicious.
Do you want to take any shots at Lord Sugar? We were meant to chat to him yesterday, and he never called in. So just go off.
Really? You want the tea?
Go ham on the Lord.
The celebrity, Lisa's been wanting to give that.
Lise, so please, he stood us up.
What I would have to say, I think, would be so shocking. I'm really not sure if I should. But look, it's what can I say?
Hey, just say, we're in lockdown. No one's listening. Just have a crack.
essentially, the lack of respect as a general human being wasn't, you know, I mean, him not turning up to your thing doesn't surprise us. Put it that way. It's not really surprising behavior. I think that, you know, what we respect in people that have money, status, power is essentially just like, it's a privileged position. And with that privileged position should come a certain amount of grace and humble sort of attitude. And it's disappointing when that's not displayed by someone who is in such a hugely privileged position. You know, we're all, as far as the show goes and you guys go, you know, we're all there, we're all giving our time, we're all doing our best, and you know, these are our jobs. And I think that having just some decency and respect for people in that position enough to maybe learn their names you know, a pretty, you know, it's sort of bare minimum, but bare minimum of respect doesn't seem to exist when you're, I guess, you're that big of a billionaire or anything. But, you know, for us, we were raised with manners. I know he's a hustler. He came from nothing. You just expect that perspective offers more grace than what we experienced that person as.
Well, I watched anyone experience with him.
Well, exactly. I wasn't talking about us. I just mean in general and how people.
Well said, Jess. That. Now, Lee, you are twins. Is that what you wanted to say, Lisa? Or
Jesse said it a lot more eloquently.
I want your version.
I can see Lee's biting their tongue.
I was saying, like, man, I think I should have been sitting in his seat, but that's. I think Jesse said it perfectly.
Oh, good restraint. Good restraint, Lise. Now, I did say that your album Godzilla is out today, but another great announcement too is your tour, Godzilla versus Human. It's a national tour. It is coming, and this is great because, as I said, we're in lockdown at the moment. We need things to look forward to. So head to veronicas.com for tickets for all the info. You must be exciting, girls, getting back on the road after what's been a tough time for Australia, and we've missed our live music and our performers. So you must be pumped about the tour.
We're so excited. We've been in rehearsals for the last few days and it just sounds incredible. We've got the best set list ready to go. We're playing State of Origin in the middle of it all as well. Yeah. So it's just going to be like a huge month of live music. Our shows are so rock and roll compared to the record. I was just listening back to the record this morning. It's number one on iTunes, by the way. And we're like,
yay!
That's a good claim.
You know, we've never had a number one album ever in our career.
No way!
Wow.
This is like our best chance at having a number one album for the first time ever. So, yeah, and I was listening to the album. I'm like, it sounds so pop because I've been in heavy metal land on stage for the last, like, few days being like, these songs are so, like, live. They just can't – they bring on a whole new life. And, yeah, we just can't wait to get in the room with people and, you know, just share the love, share the energy again, be dancing, be screaming all together and, like, crying together and – you know, all the really great things that come with live music.
Well, we can't wait to get you back in studio again one day. We love seeing you and we'll keep watching you on Celebrity Apprentice. And thanks for that tea, spilling that bit of tea, because I won't look at the boardroom meetings the same.
No,
and I was already erring that way.
We'll never stand you up, my loves. I'll tell you that.
Well, I don't think we'll ever have him on the show now. No. We done? No, that's him, Lord Sugar, billionaires.
He should take a leaf out of your book, Boxy. You're rich and you're humble.
No, I'm not.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Just be a bit more like Fiji.
Like humble billionaires.
Yes. I'm not a billionaire.
Lisa and Jess, thank you so much for joining us.
Good luck.
Love you guys.
Fifi, Fev, and Nick's best picks on The Fox.
Good morning, I'm James Lake and this is the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin, and a quick thank you to our sponsor, brand new Mazda BT50 Thunder. Test drive the complete package at your Mazda dealer. Melbourne comedian Nick Cody was vocal following a run-in with two dogs during the week, and while the incident has been resolved with the owners, the breed of the dogs is still being debated.
The best way for me to describe these dogs, they were two feather dusters that were alive. Like, these were tiny little yippy dogs?
Chihuahuas?
No, I don't know.
Pomeranians, I feel like saying.
Pomeranian? Pomeranian? Pomerarian. Sounds like maybe a flower? I don't know.
Sounds like Charlie said it.
The supermarket chain Aldi had to hire extra security this week to cope with the crowds at their famous ski sale.
Do your thing, man.
No, I don't.
You look dominant over there thing. With your green puffer jacket on.
It's an aggressive jacket. This is an Aldi ski sale. Didn't get in first.
You might have brought some boots and a jacket, a TV and some veggies at Aldi last night. You do it.
Cut, man.
$20 in my pocket. The issue of cybersecurity was brought into the spotlight with an increasing concern around geolocation tracking from mobile phones.
We went out to Lavington a couple of weeks ago and the kids were supposed to be at school, so I was dropping them off afterwards. This is when I was living down the peninsula. And we're out in the middle of nowhere because it's, 40 minutes from here.
What were you doing?
Hold on.
Lavington.
Yeah, Lavington, yeah.
Oh, you said Lavington.
Yeah, Lavington, same thing.
Lavington.
Just missing a letter. Lavington's in New South Wales. Stay on the swings, mate.
I'm trying.
Who cares where we were? We're far away. What, so on the Snapchat, I was signing some cards for a cashie. Anyway.
Following the super blood moon which graced our skies on Wednesday night, there has been a panic among some of the more spiritual members of Melbourne who unknowingly charged their crystals in the moon's supposed chaotic energy.
My daughter, she ran in and said, "Mummy, with this super moon, I've got to put all my crystals out to charge them." And I've just found out today, under no circumstances do you put your crystals out for a super moon because of the chaotic energy is very bad juju.
You know, also, when there's a full moon, Boxy, you can go out naked with your crystals to the full moon, and it's supposed to bring your energy and vibes and stuff. It's fair dinkum.
You know what it'll bring to my house? The cops.
And finally, autumn may not be yet over, but winter weather is well and truly upon us, with sudden changes of cool temps and strong winds sweeping through and confusing weather reporters all over Melbourne.
Good morning, Melbourne. Your top will be 20 degrees, rain developing, super windy as well. Please strap down the roof.
Nothing works.
What? It's going to be 100 kilometre winds for some place. Strap down the roof.
What do you want to do?
Put some hockey straps.
What do you want to do with that?
Get the tape out.
Strap it down to the trees.
Sometimes I just talk for the sake of it.
I know what you meant. You meant just be safe.
Down the hatches.
Back down the hatches.
That's the word. That's
the rains are coming. No.
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as Fifi always says,
Pomerian.
Looking for a ute that's built to rule the weekend? Brand new Mazda BT50 Thunder, the complete package, has got you covered.